Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We want to talk to you if your birthday has been hijacked by someone or a certain holiday. Shoot us a call at 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS. It never really happened to me. I'm May 26th, which is Memorial Day weekend, but I've always appreciated it because it was like, oh, I get Monday off on my birthday weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. So it's dope. It's not really a high check. It's kind of a dope situation.
Well, the cool part is when you're a kid, being like, if you're born on near Labor Day, Memorial Day, when you're young, you don't know what that means. And you just know that everybody's always free on your birthday and partying and you're having big old barbecues and stuff.
See, I was born on Mother's Day.
No way, Charles.
Yeah, so
that says a lot about you.
What?
You just came in here, you're like, you think this is your day? Mom, you're right.
That's true, I came out right on the day. But it's funny because we would go to like all these brunches, and then but you feel guilt. My mom's like the sweetest lady ever, so I never want to like, you know, steal the shine from her, but I feel a little...
But you did.
Well, you know.
I love that though, because like my girlfriend is the same way. My girlfriend was born on her mom's birthday, and her mom would literally say like, Jessica came into the world stomping her foot like this. Oh, you thought this was your day? I'm going to be real extra on my birthday.
There's another flag for you, bro.
I didn't know until it was too late, man.
It's too late.
We were celebrating her birthday and her mom. They're like, oh, also mom's birthday. And I'm like, oh, she's been sitting here the whole time. At your birthday, you didn't say anything? She's like, it's my birthday.
You know what's funny about this? Same thing in regards to your mom, Chelsea. My wife, Janet, is the most unselfish person on planet Earth. But we're pregnant with our second daughter right now, right? And the due date for our second daughter is March 10th. Okay. Obviously, babies can come anytime, you know, before that or a few days after that. And my wife's birthday is March 16th. And she's like, she better not be born after March 10th. She's like, we can still do it, a week or two apart.
I love it. She's like, after March 10th, she's like, that's my birthday week.
Yeah. Getting too close, baby. Yeah. You're getting too close.
The funniest thing about this is that thanks to you texting us and the DMs you sent us on Instagram, by the way, thank you. We forgot our show's birthday. Because it got hijacked by Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
all the hype about that.
The worst holiday ever.
Damn, Chels.
It was the 15th of February. So thank you for all the love and support. We have like not enough words and time to thank you how grateful we are, because thanks to you that we get to do what we love every day and provide for our families. But thank you to everybody that texted us. Mama Bean texted us.
Mama Bean,
Jennifer,
our favorite
from Whittier, DM me. She's like, yo, happy first year. I can't believe you guys didn't talk about it. I'm like, how do you know more than we? She's like, oh, because a year ago, my boyfriend broke up on that day with me. And I remember listening to you guys for the first time and cheered me up.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you, Jennifer.
We got Tawny from Whittier said that she loves the energy we have every day. I just think it's funny because, especially in radio, Valentine's Day is such a big, silly, fun week where, you know, we're trying to hook people up. We're hearing about your fail stories. You know, the radio station's already got a bunch of things going on. So it's like, even if we were to celebrate our birthday on the 15th, they would have been like, guys, we're real busy. Can we just get a cupcake with a candle? No, we don't have that in the budget.
Exactly. So who or what hijacked your birthday? Shoot us a call, 877-971-HITS. What are our texts saying, Brian?
For the 562, Mexican Mother's Day, May 10th. Stole my birthday, but now I'm a mom, so I just get one celebration.
Damn, there it is.
Which is so true, because if you are born on, like, if you're a mom and your birthday's Mother's Day, there's no way your kids aren't like, yeah, doubling up.
Chelsea, you were born around Mother's Day, right?
I was born on Mother's Day. Well, it changes every year, but like a lot. I was actually born on Mother's Day. So my mom's like, it was the best Mother's Day gift ever. And I'm like, well, wait. And then for me, I'm like, oh, man. Like, it's my birthday, not your day.
Mom.
You know, though, if you have that.
Yeah, you want it to be yours.
Debbie from Rancho Cucamonga texted in and says her birthday, which is January 4th, got hijacked by people that are broke. Because nobody wants to spend money or go out at all on January 4th after the holidays.
Now you're recovering and you're starting off a rock bottom with your resolutions. And you're like, you know what? January 3rd, I decided I'm going to eat healthy. So the 4th, sorry, lady.
Let's go to our phone lines. Crystal from Fontucky, good morning.
Good morning.
Crystal, who hijacked your birthday?
My brother and my sister-in-law about 2 years ago, actually.
What? How dare they? What do they do?
So my birthday was on a Monday, and I was going to turn 30. They ended up getting married the Saturday that I should have been celebrating my 30th.
That's a choice.
Wow, these a-holes.
Their wedding anniversary is now on your birthday.
Yeah, a few days later. So I told him this year when he turns 30, I'm hijacking his 30th birthday to get married.
Hey! Yes! Oh,
are you, you actually are getting married, or you're like, I'm going to find somebody?
I'm going to find someone. No, I'm single.
Call in or text in if you want to marry Crystal, 877-971-HITS. She sounds good. She sounds amazing.
Gotta love that sibling rivalry. That's something my brother and I would do for sure.
Definitely.
Crystal, you're hilarious. Love you, girl. Thanks for listening to us. Have a great week.
We got some of the 323. My birthday is on Christmas, so I only get one celebration.
Oh, that'd be the worst one. Yeah.
I mean, hang in there. Baby Jesus is always going to trump.
Yeah, for sure.
Because everyone else gets presents, too. And then this is funny. We've got about three different people who've texted in saying that their friends have stolen their dirty 30 by getting married on the weekend of their birthday.
Hell no.
Who does that?
The dirty 30 is big, apparently.
Yeah, it is very big.
You're mad at people like consummating true love. You're like, no, 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 next weekend. This weekend's my dirty 30 in Vegas, yo.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Michelle from Moore Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, the word on the street is that a turkey hijacked your birthday.
Every couple of years. This past year, my birthday was the 22nd, Thanksgiving. It's either my sister-in-law's birthday, who's on the 25th, or my so-called sister, who's just a couple days before mine. I would come from a huge, large, adopted family.
Wow. I like how your birthday is only every 2 years, by the way. I like that.
Right, right. You guys rotate on who gets their thunder stolen by Thanksgiving football. There's no way that people can actually celebrate your birthday. Like, everyone can say, oh, it's so cool.
I love Thanksgiving, though. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. When it falls on my birthday, my mom would buy me one of those cheesecakes from Cheesecake Factory, the pumpkin one, that'd be my birthday cake.
Hey, Michelle, but Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the biggest party day, or party night, I should say, of the year. So that must be dope. Did you celebrate at times?
Oh, yeah, because I have to deal with their family next day.
How many times have you been, like, so wickedly hungover on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I put rum chata in my latte when I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes!
Appreciate you. Love you, girl. And I'm glad that you have no ill feelings towards the turkey.
The turkey, no. The family, maybe.
Later. Rebecca from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
Rebecca, the word on the street is that you are a very, very loving mom. But who hijacked your birthday?
I actually have two children that hijacked my birthday.
Were they twins, or did both these kids just decide to double down?
Decided to double up. 5 years apart. My first daughter that was born on my birthday was Crystal. And then 5 years later came my son, September 24th, Jacob.
You got to stop getting busy on the same day. Like, that's what it is. You got to look back and find where it was, where you went wrong.
Change it up. Whatever, 9 months before September 25th.
Yes.
Which is right around New Year's Eve, by the way. Right. Just FYI.
It is, in fact. My oldest daughter, Brianna, was actually born on the 24th as well, but a month prior.
Oh, geez. Oh, so you guys really have a routine.
I know.
Rebecca, thank you for calling in. We love you, girl. Appreciate you sharing that. Did it feel good to vent?
It did. It did. Because right, I don't get a birthday.
Oh, there it is. Well, listen, we're going to work on doing an epic birthday party for all of you that you had your birthdays hijacked. And it's going to be everybody's birthday that day.
Mm-hmm. We can all vent together.
And that day that we choose to do that birthday party, we'll hijack somebody else's actual birthday.
That's right. Somebody's going to get stuck with being like a party on their real birthday when we're doing a party for everybody else's. Sorry about that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.